We're joined by Mr. John Zapp of the Flying Musicians Group, or Association, Inc. Boy, I read well, don't I?
No worse.
Good morning,
than me.
Sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
It is the Flying Musicians Association, Incorporated, and we are a nonprofit 501c3 organization of pilots who are also musicians.
Okay, I didn't know they needed their own association, but I guess they do.
Well, everybody likes to be around folks of similar passions. I mean, look out here. We have how many aircraft?
That's right. None of them are playing music.
You've got, but there will be.
Yes.
I believe that will be on Saturday night, the air show. Elgin Wells has his Star Jammer here.
Oh, the flying
jammer,
stereo. The flying boombox.
Yeah.
With LEDs.
There you
Ooh,
go.
That's going to be good.
It's really hard, though. They have to really strap the guitar player in the back, you know.
I was going to say,
upside down.
Where did they put the guy with the piano?
Yeah, playing drums and stuff, too. Yeah.
Well, that was a flight out of California back in the late 50s on a DC-4, and they flew over to Vegas, and they had a piano. And one of our members, William Ippolito, actually filled in for his boss one night on that flight. And he got the flying bug, and in 1963, he actually was hired on by Delta, and he just retired a few years ago. As a long career in aviation. And
okay. As a pilot, though, not a piano player.
Oh, well, yeah. But he still plays piano. So
that's good.
It's amazing.
It is good.
It is really amazing, because I've run into a lot of pilots who are also musicians, and they all have a really good time. They're very passionate about flying and also about their music.
That is true. Anybody with a passion, it's infectious if you're around them. But our group having two passions is really unique. And some folks say, well, what about the flying doctors and stuff? Well, they have a passion too. But
yeah, their hangar talk isn't as interesting as yours.
It is not, and not as late usually.
Yeah,
there you go.
Because yours involves a lot of good jamming.
Well, you guys you handed us a sheet of paper here, and you guys have a lot of stuff going on here. Let's talk about this Monday evening. First off, if you wanted to hear the Flying Musicians Association members, where would you go?
Well, right now you would go in every night, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10-ish. We're going to be at the Forums, the Honda Forums Pavilion. And actually, we were in Building 9, but they moved us to a more accommodating pavilion this year, number 6. So that's where we'll be, and it will start off every night with a featured act, followed by a few guests that show up, and maybe some open mic.
So this is a whole lot more than just a jam session.
It's a lot more. Yeah, the jam is at the end, after the open mic. And the guest perform and the feature performer. So that's when we really, everybody starts to get comfortable and relax and listen to, so come out, listen to some really good music and bring your instrument and your voice and participate.
Don't want my voice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, actually, I believe last year we talked about a remote from
that would
you
be
guys,
fun.
And that would be fun. So we would love your voice to narrate the remote.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you guys are desperate.
And now, approaching the stage, the maestro.
I like it.
Go ahead. You're about to say something when I jumped in all over you?
No, my train of thought just derailed.
Wow.
Well, Fast Eddie, I know you really wanted to know where folks could find us.
Absolutely.
And that is one of the places, every night, Monday through Friday. But we're also going to be at the at Helicopter Association International's Heli Center.
Which is not far from where we are right now.
We can look out our window and see it.
I'll wave to you later.
Okay.
Or throughout the day, we'll have somebody up there playing music, and you can look over there and say, there's another flying musician.
Yeah, we can run in there and scream, Freebird!
Yeah. Why? You're reading my mind this morning.
So we'll be in there. They are one of our corporate members, HAI, as many others now have joined up as corporate members, and we're real pleased with that. Because our biggest focus is actually education, and we want to inspire and encourage and educate and hopefully mentor youngsters that play music to think about vocations in the sciences, technology and aviation, of course, and we can do that through flying. And you bring them out to the airport, you show them what's available out there, the hardware and the cool stuff, and you take them for a flight, and that just inspires the heck out of them.
I think that would inspire me right about now.
Oh yeah.
and then we sit around and talk music and aviation, and we play, and they see something other than what they're doing, something that they can aspire to, and something that's thrilling, and also something to keep them on the straight and narrow. And it really helps them
a lot. Something that's a positive influence.
You bet, you bet. And I mentioned the young man last year. We have three chapters now in colleges, and one is one of our student members at Berkeley up in Boston. John Green, I love to talk about John because he just passed his check ride for his MEI, and he's now a certified flight instructor. He is an awesome pilot, and he's an awesome guitarist.
And I knew that was going to come in there.
That's what he's studying at Berkeley, of course. And one of his profs is our professors is Livingston. Come on.
Jonathan?
No, Livingston Taylor?
Yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah, geez. James Taylor's brother.
Wow.
And he's a pilot, too, as you might know. Mm-hmm. And so he's excited, and we're looking forward to that chapter growing up there. And John is, again, he shows us that's what, you know, because he flies, he has to be in both groups. He's in the music, but he's also in a very, very well, I guess for a better word, it's a... He cannot party all night. He has to
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's got to take care of himself, and so he can fly in the morning. So,
right.
You know, he's very disciplined, and that
and by the
really
same token,
him.
He can't fly all day because he's got to play that night.
You gotcha. Yeah. You know, and he flies himself now to gigs, and he flies a SkyMaster back from Fort Lauderdale up to Boston, and then over to Chicago, and to do recordings, and he's having a great time, and he's somebody I like to. But we have so many members, and you know, our student members are growing. Our the adult members it's amazing how that's grown. 35% is what we reached last year, and we've already surpassed that percentage this year so far. And it's just amazing the variety from retired airline pilots to current airline pilots to professional musicians to students. It's just amazing.
Well, John, if somebody wanted to join FMA, how would they go about doing that?
Well, for students, what's really cool is Focus on the Future. It's a program that we actually received a Wolf grant from this year. So Wolf actually found that Focus on the Future is a positive force in a general aviation to introduce to the youngsters. And we do this at pilot job fairs all throughout the country. And we invite the students to come out free. We show them how they can pursue flying, not only as a vocation, but as an avocation, how they can pursue education to fly, whether it's through a college or whether it's through a flight school. And also they get to talk to the recruiters to find out what the recruiters are looking for. So they get immersed in this, and so we're real excited about that. For adults, all you have to do is just go to the website and register. And when you register and you pay your dues, you get a free shirt, one of these cool shirts here.
That is a cool shirt.
I like that shirt.
Yeah, and we're working on getting them in the reverse order because some folks say that's a little hot, and we've been going through a heat wave here. It's incredible.
It is black after all.
Yeah, but we're real happy with the ease of folks to find us through the website, social media, and of course our members and chapters now. And all you have to do is go to the website and register, and we take it from there for you.
And what is
I've
that
I've got
website?
Kind of an obtuse question, but it's just burning in me to ask this.
Go ahead.
Do you think that the discipline and structure you study as part of music helps you when you want to learn to fly?
Oh, most definitely. Well, just think about what you have to do to learn to fly. You have to practice, right? You know, you've already learned that as you're playing music. You learn to practice things over and over again. So you're going to do landings over and over again. You're always looking ahead. In music, you're not playing the bar that you're looking at. You're looking ahead. And so in flying, it's the same way. You're not behind the curve. You want to be ahead of the curve. So there's so many different areas. And I'm going to explain that today at a presentation in the Honda's Forum Plaza. I think it's forum number one. Actually, I know it is forum, building number one, at 2:30. So come over and listen, and we'll go into more detail about how the crossover skills.
Okay. I just wonder if they've ever had, like, a guitar player call Mayday because he broke a string. Mayday, Mayday!
Yeah, Guy Clark did that. He's
That's an inside joke, I'm sure.
Yeah, he is known to put the plane on autopilot and pull out the little guitar.
The very little guitar.
Oh, boy. I don't know anything about it.
Well, Guy's got a pretty big plane, so...
He can do that in a pretty big... He's not going to do that in a Cub.
No.
It would have to be a ukulele at best.
Well, no, you saw the picture of Dotsie Sultanov. She's one of our founding members, and she's a cellist, and there's a picture. She put her cello in the front seat of the Cub and strapped us.
The cello now is ready to solo.
Strap Mr. Cello to you, he is.
Oh, yes.
She's named him, and she's very fond of that cello when she was a child in Lafayette. And she's had it all this time.
That's very protective of that cello, I'm sure.
You bet she is.
Yeah, I know someone who's a cellist. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And thank you for joining us, Frank. And Honda Frank.
John.
You can be Frank with me.
All right, very
excellent.
Good. This is EAA Radio.